Okay, everyone, I always talk about how in the Parsha, we can always see whatever's going on in our lives in the Parsha, or the reverse, whatever's going on in the Parsha in our lives. So yes, it's still stormy here, and I think just observing this storm, it's so interesting when I'm looking through the Parsha, there's a lot you can see in symbolism here that I'm really seeing in the Parsha as well. The most obvious one I'm going to share right now is in this week's parsha with the very famous line, Ki Adam Eitz HaSadeh, because man is really like a tree. And what does that really mean? So there's so many different ways to look at it, but something that I keep looking at in my own life that I'm going to share with all of you. I keep posting a video of this tree. I posted it on Facebook, I posted it on this group, and to my parents. And this tree is the one that's really taking the winds. The winds are blowing only in one way. And this Nebuch, this poor tree, is in the way. And I keep waiting for it to come down, but it's not. So it could be palmetto trees are just stronger than other trees, I don't know. But like, really, I'm watching this tree tip over in the wind, and the wind is blowing and blowing and blowing, and the leaves are really just taking such a beating, but it doesn't come over. And I think sometimes that's like man. And again, it's so important to think about these things before Rosh Hashanah, that sometimes in life, we really take a beating from the storms of life. And it feels like whatever we're dealing with is blowing and blowing and blowing, and it feels like it's about to knock us over. And yet, we're seeing right here that a tree can take that wind, and it can blow and blow and blow, and it can really take on a full impact, but it still stays up. And so too, we have to be in life, that sometimes things are so intense and really about to knock us over, but if we have strong roots, if we have a strong foundation, if we have strong emuna, strong faith, we too can resist all of the winds of life in order to hold on. As we know, it's famously said when we take out the Torah, Etz Chaim Hi L'Machazikin Ba, that the Jewish people or the Torah is a strong tree to all who hold on to it. And same thing, if we hold on to the Torah in our lives, it will steer us through all these winds of life and enable us to get through it. So that is certainly one point. Another point refers to what we said yesterday about the king. We said Lo Yarbelo Nashim and Lo Yarbelo Susim, and there's all these different ideas that the king has to do in order to keep him humble. And that was what we had spoken about, I think it was yesterday. But what we also see about the king is that it specifically says that his heart should not feel above everybody else. That although he is the ruler, and although he should have more than everybody else, so again, the Torah limits how much money he should really have as well. Why is this the case? To remind him, you're not greater than anybody else. Yes, you're the king. Yes, you have the power. But ultimately, we're underneath the real king. And again, nothing is a greater equalizer than sickness, lo aleinu. We should not know from it. But also a storm. Yes, in a storm, some people have two stories. Some people have one story. Some people are in better prepared properties and some people aren't. But I saw already in Mount Pleasant, there was a fire in a house. And I thought to myself, we're so secure. We have, thank God, it's a three-story house that belongs to the shul that we live in. And we're fine. But God forbid, if a fire happens in your house, that's it. There's your protection. And then you're vulnerable to the winds and to the floods. And in fact, we had that in Houston when Hurricane Ike happened. We were in a one-story house. We thought we would be fine. And a week later, I'm teaching my class, and a student of mine said, oh, my neighbor had a fire. The transformer blew and went on fire during the storm. And I looked at her and I said, I'm your neighbor. And she said, you didn't know? And I said, no, we were in the hallway. We didn't see anything. And very much a storm can be very much an equalizer. It doesn't make a difference how high your position is, how powerful you may be, how more talented you may be than somebody else. At the end of the day, if a storm knocks down your house, hurricanes, tornadoes, they don't know who's living in a fancy house, who's not living in a fancy house. And these are the things in life that can really remind us. It doesn't make a difference when we come into a Rosh Hashanah, into Yom Kippur, all the things that we come in with, we can walk out empty with a storm just meandering our way. So that was idea number two. And then idea number three, the Torah talks again in Parshat Shoftim about how you're going to go to a war. And it talks about the people who are exempt from fighting in that war. I hope you can hear me over the sounds of the winds. It's just very amazing to sit out here, which is why I am. But it says that you're going to be nervous to go. It tells us who's exempt from that war. And I want to open up to the exact pasuk that Hashem tells us not to be nervous. Where am I? It is, sorry. I'm not finding where it is exactly right now. I know it's like within this page or the next. But basically, a Jewish person is scared to fight in this war. Where am I? Sorry. I can't find. But basically, the Pasuk tells us that you're going to be so nervous to go into this war, but Hashem is with you, and Hashem will take care of you. And so the same thing is true, that it doesn't really make a difference sometimes what your protections are in life, but Hashem is there to take care of us. And Hashem is there to hold our hands and steer us through the storms of life, whatever they may be. And if we have that faith, and we really believe that Hashem is always with us, then no matter what happens, Hashem is steering us, and Hashem is holding our hands to get us through whatever storms we are going through in life.